Well, Malone's got a fresh new manicure. Nikki's got a mani and a pedi. I talked to Bethy Hunkerfraud, the voice of Smarter Than Mark. She's got a brand new spray tan that I think she got too dark, too dark, too dark.
Too
It happens,
dark.
you
Oh my
understand?
God.
And why are we all prepping and primping and getting ready? Why?
Why? I could feel the excitement in the air.
Yes,
Feel
because,
it, feel
okay, I'm going to pull the curtain back, the beef curtains back,
it.
and tell the audience we're recording this last week. Okay, you understand? Which is why we're all getting ready because this week it has been announced. It's out there by now. You probably
Yeah.
maybe you've seen the picture. I don't even know, but we are all about to go to Mexico so I can get married. And we
Oh
will,
my
oh, did you hear that? Chardonnay,
God.
tempo, and posture, and yes. Yes. Sure. Good. We've been
Yeah,
practicing.
really good.
Yeah. But it bump bump 2 3 4 yes Chardonnay oof her fingers
Didn't know she played
from the oh sure
That sounds good.
show hold the fingers up dear do you see that do you see with her fingertips that's blood we've been practicing
Oh,
so hard she also sewed my entire suit
What about her outfit?
I love that
Have you
you're
picked
coming
an
down the
outfit?
aisle to Here Comes the
Not gonna wear
Bride.
anything.
Chardonnay doesn't get an outfit. Chardonnay tempo. One, two, three, four. We have practiced this. Chardonnay pitchy, pitchy. And again.
Pitchy on
I
piano.
am the bride. No, I'm not. There's not a bride. Chardonnay, you
Oh.
fuck. She picked the song too. I said, "What song should Daddy walk down the aisle?" She said, "Here comes Bride." I said, "There's no Bride." She said, "I want that." La 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 la
She sounds good, I think.
la. Well, you know,
I
I've done
think
a
she's
lot of work with
good.
her.
Can I ask you this? We've all done things to prepare. What have you been
Yeah.
doing? Hello?
You
Great
know,
question, Nikki.
what do you do with perfection?
Oh Lord.
You
My
know,
God.
I just
I
threw up
just
in my mouth.
I don't need to. I think, you know, just me. Gotta get it. I'm gonna get a haircut tomorrow. So let me. Does it? Did the listeners understand? We recorded this before we all left to Mexico,
Yeah.
and then we'll release. I'll release this episode after the wedding. So I'll record it. I'll save it on my computer. I'll bring it down there with me. And then
Yeah.
after the wedding, I'll wake up. I'll nurse that hangover.
And
And
then we'll do
then.
a post-wedding show. So they will still get all the goodies, right?
They'll get all the information, but we can't
Yeah.
give you all the details of the
No.
wedding because the wedding, while we're recording this, hasn't happened
Hasn't
yet.
happened.
Right.
No. But
I
I
like
will tell you,
this.
well, it's going to be a Malone, where are we going? We haven't even told the people where the wedding is because here's the
Oh.
deal. When you're me, they say you can't tell anyone the wedding details because there has to be like an exclusive thing for a thing. You understand?
Got it. Okay, I was wondering why we were keeping the
Yeah.
secret.
Well, yeah, because there's a magazine that's going to post all the things that you guys all have seen by now, even though it hasn't even happened yet. I mean, it'll have happened by the time you heard this. Why am I having such a hard time explaining?
It's a
I don't
prequel.
know. Are you tired? Are you overwhelmed in your thinking, like planning for it?
No, everything's packed and ready to go. I have my suit all ready to go. I haven't been able to tell everyone. So, Malone, where is it? Because there was a lot of debate whether you're going to come or not. And you kept saying, I don't know. And where is the wedding going to be?
Well, I don't think it's that hard to figure out because we've talked about this. We've hinted at it. So
Sure.
it's going to be in Porta. I had to stop my. I've been saying Porta Diarrhea, but I'm going to stop saying that because I don't want to attract that to me. So it's in beautiful Porta Vallarta, where the
Porto.
love boat used to go.
Puerto Vallarta.
Is
Yes.
it Porto or does Porta?
Porto. Porto.
Porto. Okay. Porto
Ross,
Vallarta.
Porto.
it's not
What
Porto,
about
it's
is?
Puerta.
Yeah,
Porte,
Porta.
Puerta? No, it's Puerto.
Puerto.
It's
It's Puer
shit.
Puerto
Puerto Vallarta.
Puerto.
I always just said Porta Vallarta.
I say
Porta
Porta.
Vallada.
I just call it Porta.
Porta.
Isn't
No,
that
you
terrible?
don't. You
I
call
say
it
I want to.
PV,
We call it
don't
PV, but
you?
in my head, you know, I'm like, I'm gonna go to Porta.
Porta. Porta potty.
Well.
Porta potty's cute. That's a
Vallarta.
great name for it.
Well, it doesn't take a private dick to figure it out. Of course, Dr. Gentleman Caller Fiance and I met rooftop nearly 2.5 years ago, and now we're going back to the scene of the crime
I love
where
this. Nice.
Nicole and Malone and
Yes.
so many friends,
Family
lovers,
and
and then
friends.
The thing is Chardonnay's not invited. So
I was wondering.
No, I had to set up a whole satellite system because she's going to be playing it from the basement. And the good Wi-Fi down there is tough. And then, so then to the satellite.
The basement. And
the, yeah, the basement.
Oh.
I think that's child abuse.
Just awful.
Come on. Come on. Keep up with me. Da, da. La, la, la. She's terrible.
So you don't feel any kind of frantic energy, any anxiousness, nothing?
Yeah, great. I
you
know,
gotta
right?
feel something. Seems,
you know, I thought I would. I don't. And I think part of it's, you know, we have Mikey Russo, our wedding planner, is so on top of things.
He's so great, right?
Yeah, he's so great, right? And so I just feel like, you know, the world is, I don't know. It's like, I don't know. I just feel like, okay, so it goes, you know, here's the deal. The truth is I do shows every day. I've been into show business now for 21 years, right? So it's like, yeah. I know my mark. I know my lines. The audience will be loaded in.
Yeah.
Right? Okay, so what's the worst that'll happen? Whatever. We'll figure it out. Go. And then we have dinner. So it's going to be, what I'm just so excited about is like, people from so many walks of life,
yeah.
You know, from the storybook of my life, from friends from like elementary school and high school and
oh, wow.
college and my first jobs in television. I mean, everyone's going to, from different levels of my life are going to be there. And
right.
I think I'm going to cry. If I just
think
about it, I
cry. I think you're going to get nervous the day of. I think it's going to hit you. But I think it's going to be a nervous energy that's like more around excitement than it is just
maybe.
Nerves.
But you know, the thing that's surprising me is I can't even watch like Love is Blind without getting emotional at the weddings. You know, and those aren't happy weddings. Oh. But just the idea of it makes me, I watch 90 Day Fiancé, I get emotional. I know.
This is big.
It is big. Just make sure your breath smells good. You know how many weddings I've been to that people, the groom has bad breath because of nerves?
Nerves make your breath bad?
Yes.
Pardon me.
Mouth dry. I've smelled so much bad breath from grooms at weddings.
Oh, really?
But I've had to say your breath stinks.
Oh, what kind of bad breath? Like
just like burnt hay.
Oh, see, I just took out my breath spray. I always have my breath spray on me. You know what I mean? Like, I get nervous about that. My breath.
I wanted to tell you that today because it's very, you don't think about it really, you know?
I'll think of nothing else.
Now I'm nervous that I'm going to have bad breath because I'm nervous.
I've never smelled any of you with bad breath just so you know.
I've asked you before if I've had bad breath and you said no.
No. People, why do people have such bad breath sometimes? Do you ever meet someone that has shit breath?
Yes.
I call it poop mouth.
I call it
shit breath.
Shit, Brett, burnt hay. It's sometimes so bad where you. I have had to back up.
Like, yeah, no, mm-hmm. I've said this before, but I think somebody's breath gave me a sinus infection once.
Yeah,
I did.
That is one of the funniest things, Ross.
It's true. They were really, really cute. It was in a bar, like really cute. And mm-hmm. like, hi. And then they come over and I noticed, like, I'm like, oh, the teeth aren't gray. It was dark in the, mm-hmm. and then kissed me and it smelled so bad. It almost had a taste. And then I look in the teeth and I think the gums had a real bad issue and it smelled so bad. And I was like, oh God, and, like it knocked me back. And have you ever had like an old dog lick you? And then you're like, oh my God, is it? Oh my God. It was like that. And then I woke up I went home that night and felt, I don't feel right. And I woke up this morning, I had a sinus infection. I think his breath did it.
That is so funny. But do you believe fecal matter can come out of a butthole from a fart and go in your mouth? Like, I have a friend who covers his mouth every time somebody farts.
I don't think poop can get in your mouth that way. What I really do believe, and I say this as someone with an immaculate mouth, I believe there are people who do not take care of their mouths and that there's tartar and plaque build up.
Right, mm-hmm, right. Mm-hmm.
And I think it fills crevices. There's bacteria that gets in. Nikki?
I agree.
Vomit noise, please.
Oh, sorry. Yes.
Thank you. I have a new computer and I haven't put in all the sound effects yet. So that's why
give me the cue.
The past 2 weeks I haven't played the theme song because I can't find it.
It's okay. I kind of like when we just talk.
No sound effects.
I am so excited about all of this. And I think this is interesting because people are listening to this. It's almost like when you watch a TV show and they do a flashback scene and mm-hmm. you're like, oh, that's what happened before what we know it happened. Yes. So it's kind of fun.
Yeah.
So we're doing flashbacks.
Because we couldn't talk about it. It was so weird not to be able to talk about it, especially on this show where we talk about
what everything. Are you most excited about? Like what can you visualize the thing that gives you the butterflies? What do you see in your mind? Because I know what I see in my mind for your wedding. What makes me the most excited?
I'm so excited to look Welly in the eye and say I do. Yeah. That's what I'm most excited about. But I'm also so excited to like provide a warm time for, you know, people are coming from around the world to come. And I had such immense guilt, you know, about having a destination wedding, but there's no way I couldn't, because it was on the West Coast. It was destination for my East Coast. On the East Coast.
Yeah.
Right.
So everyone is coming from somewhere. And I literally thought 20 people would say yes. And it's a lot more than that. It's like 100.
Isn't that great?
And it's so touching. And so I want to make sure everyone has fun. So we'll be doing like a karaoke night the night before and a big disco brunch the next day. And so I really want it to be a weekend of fun for people. It's beyond touching. If I think about it, I'll get emotional just because it's, because most times, you know, when people invite people to things, and right, we all roll our eyes and say like, oh God, fuck, I don't want to go to that. Right?
Right.
How many times have you been invited? And I'm talking about a wedding. I'm not talking about weddings,
like Malone's birthday party?
Well, no, but
I actually went to that. That was great. That was fun.
I RSVP'd.
Yeah, you went. Wasn't that a good time?
It was so fun.
Oh,
so yeah.
Well, I am going to the wedding.
So. Yeah. How do you feel now that you said yes and it's approaching? Are you excited? Because again, listeners, we're recording this before. Okay.
Did they get it yet?
Pull the beef curtain back. Malone, but now is we're just a day. We're taping this 4 days, 3 days. No, I leave in 2 days. Whatever.
3 days.
Okay. How do
I
you?
Have 3 days.
How are you feeling now? Are you packed?
That's a great question. Thank you. This is Ross. This has been a process for me because, you know, I haven't been on a plane in years. I have, you know, the COVID thing. You know, I have social anxiety. A lot of things are coming to my head, but then I stopped. I'm like, this is Ross's day. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Stop it. You know, one of the symptoms of addiction, an addict, is self-centeredness. So sometimes I have to tell myself, this is not about you. Stop. You know what I mean? So I'm going with this attitude of this is Ross's time. I think I'm going to show up at everything and just go 100% because I know that would make you happy. And I think it'd be fun. And then I won't ever talk to anyone again.
Do you think you're going to have a good time?
I'm kidding. I think I'm going to have a really good time.
Mm-hmm. What's your biggest fear?
My biggest fear is,
and is it diarrhea?
If we're eating after.
You're at Nikki's table.
Yeah, but dinner tables, whenever I have to eat with people and socialize like that, for some reason that really kicks in the social anxiety to have to, I feel trapped when I'm sitting. Does that make sense?
You're with Jackie B. You're with Daria.
Oh, good. I like that.
I think Tater Tots at your table. Nikki.
I didn't know that.
I like that.
Yeah.
It's a straight talk table.
Yeah, there's a straight talk table.
Oh my God.
What if Cookie was sitting there?
Yeah, Cookie will be there. Gina, Burrito Girl, Leprechaun Experts will be there. A fashion astrologer, all at your table.
Malone's like, I feel comforted now. I feel good. I'm happy.
Ina.
Nikki, what is your biggest fear? This is fun. Rather than talk about what we're excited about, what's our biggest
fear? Yeah.
Well, I have to say, officiating is probably one of the biggest honors I've ever had, really. Mm-hmm. And so I want to do a really good job as the officiant, but I also want to be present for what my two dear friends are going through. Yeah. So I want to be able to stand there and do my job and be of service, but also be really present at the same time. So that's I don't think it's a fear, but that's my intention.
Yeah. I love that because that's my intention too, is to just be present and enjoy it and soak it and see it. I don't want it to be a blur. I want to be able to replay it in my head. That's it.
I will do that as your officiant if I feel it starting to kind of, you know, when the event takes over, it kind of takes over and it's a speeding train. I will make sure to make sure that we're all stopping and taking a moment and going, let's all just take a breath and look around and look at each other and just be here together and center ourselves.
I like that.
Yeah. Well, I'm so excited.
And if it derails, flow with it.
Flow with it. Exactly. Chardonnay. And yes.
Good.
I have to say, she's pretty good on this song.
I think so. Well, practice makes perfect.
Yeah. I would say in life, she's a disappointment, but in this song, adequate.
I can't believe that she's not your flower. She's your child. She's not your flower girl.
She's not even going to be
Drew Barrymore is the flower girl.
I
I wonder if Malone, there'll be headlines, you know, maybe my wedding will be scooped with headlines like Drew Barrymore tripped at wedding by Angry Malone.
Angry Malone.
What if it was like a, like the movie Showgirls? What if I tripped her?
A flower fight.
Marbles down. A flower fight.
No, that's not happening. I won't stand for it. Security will be at the wedding. You'll be thrown out.
I've already accepted being deflowered. It's okay.
Thank you. Hey, when we come back, we have a guest for the show. Quick tickets.
We do?
Yes. Oh, Faye gave our listeners permission to try something and try something they did. Mm-hmm. We'll talk to one of them when we come back. Chardonnay. Play us.
I want to ask how well he's doing, too.
Oh, you know, I probably should have gotten him on the show. And
I know. Yeah.
Where is he?
Yeah.
He's at work.
Oh.
He has to work.
Right up to the point he leaves for his wedding?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, it's hardcore.
Come on, let me get Chardonnay. La, 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 you've got two daddies now.
Yes.
You're a bad girl.
Oh.
But we accept your flaws. You need to keep working on them because you're not good enough.
Our house is a mess. Come on in. I'm Amber Wallen, internet comedian and host of your new favorite podcast, Fly on the Wallen.
Okay, that's pretty presumptuous to assume that this is going to be their favorite podcast, by the way.
Anyway, that wasp that you just heard interrupt me is my husband.
And co-host, Benjamin Wallen.
Listen in as we discuss relationships and keeping our sweet baby kid alive.
Fly on the Wallen, wherever you listen.
America starts the day with America in the Morning.
First of three pushes of storminess.
Hi, I'm John Trout, your host for the latest news, politics, entertainment, business, and weather.
A speech with political overtones.
Our staff of correspondents provide a fast-paced look at the world with specialized reports from where news happens.
Judge's decision was based on finding there is a likelihood.
So far, the central bank appears to be threading that.
Concise, accurate, and fresh each day.
America in the Morning, the podcast, available wherever you listen.
Now, back to Straight Talk with Ross Matthews.
Yes, of course. Hi. Welcome back to the program. Hi. Hey,
so annoying. Sorry.
I had to talk to this person because I saw in the Facebook group, you know, Faye does give us permission to try things. And one of those things, Nikki, we talked about is a beverage that I love, an alcoholic beverage that I got you hooked on. Please tell the people what that is.
It is such a simple cocktail, but it will change your life. It's a glass full of ice. And then you put a shot of the orange blossom and peach vodka from Kettle One.
Yes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then Fresca. And yeah. It's just ridiculous.
It is. And I saw, thank you, Nikki. And joining us now is a Straight Talker by the name of Fabian. Fabian posted that he tried this beverage. And Fabian, are you there?
Hi, yes. Good to meet you.
Hi.
Good to meet you. And Fabian, who are you joined by?
This guy behind me is my husband, Johan.
Johan.
And is that Gold LaMay or Glitter?
I have to say, I love this shirt, this outfit you're wearing, and I think I know who made that shirt.
Take a guess.
Is that Ross by Ross? Ross Mayer and Ross Matthews, worn by me on RuPaul's Drag Race, and you must have gone to mayorofficial.com and bought one?
It is. Well, I didn't personally go, but Fabian did and bought gifted it to me.
Oh my God, how fun. So and isn't it fabulous?
It is absolutely fabulous.
Oh, that makes me so happy. Well, you look fabulous in it.
It does look good on you.
Well, I asked if you guys would come on the program because you posted, and don't say where you were when you tried it, but you posted that you were somewhere and you tried our beverage, which is the Peach and Orange Blossom Kettle Botanical with Fresca. And I'm hooked on it. Nikki's hooked on it. You guys tried it. How was it? What's your review? Faye gives you permission to be honest.
Thank you, Faye. I didn't really know what to expect. You know, I heard about it on the podcast. I had seen some other posts in the past, and we figured, you know, we're going somewhere nice where the weather's nice. We wanted something fresh, something new to drink. So we thought, why don't we go get some ingredients and make some beverages at home? So but it was really, really good. It was perfect for the atmosphere that we were in.
Yeah, it was good, right? It's delicious. It's low calorie and refreshing, right? And now I want to know, you bought the Ross by Ross shirt. You tried the Fresca Kettle Botanical. Do you do everything we say? I mean, have you ordered the Domino's Thin Crust specialty pizza?
Yeah, good question.
Don't add anything, get marinara on the side?
Of course, at least once a month.
You really have gotten it and tried that?
Yes.
And so, and have you ever been to a Del Taco?
That we have not.
No, we don't go too much to the West Coast. No.
Understood.
Oh.
So you just, whatever Faye gives you permission to do, you do. Now, you guys, we should think about that. We do have a platform here. People do listen. So we should think about that when we come here and recommend things.
But
I don't think we recommend things too often that we don't really wholeheartedly stand behind. Now,
truth.
Now, you guys, you were at a specific location when you tried this beverage, and I'm wondering if Malone and Nicole could figure out where you were, and then if you could tell us if you recommend us trying that. So Malone and Nikki, I'm going to give you 20 questions to ask them, Fabian and husband, if they, where they were when they tried our Kettle Botanical Fresca, which we need to name, beverage. Take it away. Questions?
Yeah. Over here.
Yes, over here.
Nikki?
Just so dismal. Over here.
Nikki?
Hello.
Nikki, please. Nikki, please.
Okay. Wait, is your name Fabian?
Fabian. F as in Frank. Fabian.
I love that it has Faye in it.
Isn't that funny? Well, you know, it's appropriate.
It's appropriate. Were you out of the country?
Good question.
No.
Understood. Nikki?
Wait. Were you out of your... Wait, you may have not have been out of your country. Do you live in the United States?
Oh.
Yes.
Oh, okay. All right.
I'm just going real broad. Real broad. Okay. Were you on Earth? What the fuck? No, where were they? Figure this out.
Don't you
Jesus
know Malone
Christ.
And I are the worst at this?
Were you in your anus? No, come on. Yes, we got Earth. That's sort of a given. Next.
Oh. Were you in a bar?
No.
Okay.
Wait, I'm confused. This was before you went out, right? Before you left your home?
Yes.
They weren't at their home. They were not at their home. They were somewhere, Nikki, when they tried it. Jesus, you are
the worst.
Why
do you have to sound like Arlene Cohen, Keller Williams while you reprimand me?
Because that's what we do.
It's terrible. Were you in Palm Springs?
No.
Huh. But we wanted to go, but we couldn't get the Straight Talk discount at any of the resorts.
I'm working on that. It's not about what city they were in. They were at a specific kind of place.
Okay, Faye. Baby doll, please.
But they were at
there was a specific kind of place when they tried it.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't a bar. Was it a bathhouse?
Getting a little warmer.
Getting warmer.
Oh, a strip club?
No. Mm-hmm.
Was it a swingers place?
Was it a swingers place? Question number 8.
I mean, it's getting pretty warm, but I wouldn't like label it as a swingers place per se.
Malone?
Were you in an orgy?
No.
Malone, a dry bathhouse?
You already said bathhouse.
No, but there's difference. There's a bathhouse and there's a dry bathhouse.
What's a dry bathhouse?
Where you wear your clothes.
That's like a mall. You guys are so terrible at this. Just I can't get the 20 questions.
You love questions. You love this. And Malone and I always disappoint you.
Yeah,
no, because just with questions do you disappoint me, just in general. But I'm just saying the audience loves to play along. But they send me videos of them watching and guessing along. Do you guys, when we ask people, like when we had Tina, the undercover prostitute, were you playing along and trying to figure out what she did?
Yeah.
I thought she was an OnlyFans star, but that was wrong.
Oh. That's okay. See, this is great. People like it.
Where were they when they had this drink? Well, they had to have been at a place where they could have brought in their own alcohol, right? Because you brought it with you.
Yes.
You're not at a bathhouse. You're not out of the country.
Orgy.
Yeah. Where the fuck? Oh, this is going to be so obvious, Malone. We're going to be so mad at ourselves. Were
Malone,
you at?
I know. You have been here, Malone. You have been to this kind of place.
Oh, and it's something, I was getting warm with the bathhouse thing. So is it a sex club or Is it a jack off place?
No. Can we just tell them where were you guys? This is you're so bad at this. I can't believe you're not getting it.
I thought we had good guesses. We're guessing pretty good, right?
Oh, Nikki? Were you on Earth? It was one of your guesses.
Were they on a rocket out of space when they had it? I don't.
Wait, hold on. It's coming. It's like it's lingering right outside my brain. Hold on.
Well, there's a lot of sex coming going on at this place, probably.
Just tell us.
Coming. No, he said coming and going. Yes, you should give us hints. Coming and going.
I mean, you're dancing around it per you through these games.
I've been there.
You're right there. You've been to this kind of place. It's a specific kind of hotel.
Oh. Oh. Was it one? Oh. A hotel. Oh, was it a resort? A gay sex resort.
A clothing optional resort. Yeah, that's where they were. Okay. A clothing optional resort. And, you guys.
Okay, this is great.
It's specific.
Were you nude when you tried
it? Great question. Were your orange blossoms hanging down?
Yeah.
They were. It was a really fun time. It was the first time we tried something like that. And it was cool. It was
so to tell me now I have questions, right? Because I have been to a clothing optional resort one time, but I didn't know I was staying there. Linda Blair got me a room because I was helping with this dog charity in the early days of being on television. She's like, uh-huh. Will you come out and help me in Palm Springs with this dog charity? I'll get you a hotel. And I was like, okay. So me and my friend Kimberly went out there. She's like, here's your resort. We walked in with our bag. She had a ponytail. And we walked in and there was just dicks everywhere. And I was like, the fuck? We didn't know it was clothing. We stayed inside because I was too scared. So
I love that you were scared.
Totally scared. So I've never been back to a clothing optional resort. So in what city, boys, were you when you tried this fresco? Yeah. What city were you in?
Fort Lauderdale.
Oh, I love Fort Lauderdale.
Fort Lauderdale.
So you stayed at a clothing optional resort. This is the first time you've been to one. So what initiated the urge to want to stay at one?
Well, we live in Chicago, so we needed to go somewhere really warm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
This time of year. And I imagine that it had like a very relaxed, casual feel to it, and that you would make friends. You know, we're a couple, we've been married for a while. So like just going to sit in a hotel room by ourselves, that seemed a little boring. So we wanted to like
maybe I think that naked friends are way more exciting than clothed friends.
Yeah. Totally. And are you
spice it up?
I would rather die then get naked in front of everybody. So I'm wondering, like, how are you with that? Yeah, it's just not for me. I'm so petrified of that. It terrifies me. But I mean, I don't know. Maybe one day I'll just, you know, show my balls on the Kiss Kiss Club. But I'm wondering.
Oh, that'd be so cute.
I'm wondering, you went, were you worried? Or did you just rip off your Ross and Kafka caftan and just do it?
Oh my God, I wish I had a caftan, actually.
Go to kafko.com/Ross. Okay, keep going, please. It's not about
you.
You go ahead.
Well, I think we have very different opinions on this because I definitely was terrified. I knew what I was signing up for, but I figured he's from Europe. He's from Sweden. So he's a lot more comfortable with nudity. And he's kind of, you know, he's kind of dragged me along to that path, like with things like that. And so it really was his idea, but like when we first got there, he was the first one to rip off his clothes and jump in the pool. I was in there.
Erotic.
So I kind of had to build up to that.
Oh, interesting. Because it is optional. It's a clothing optional. So you opted not to have clothing. You opted to keep your shorts on. And then how long and or how many kettle frescas did it take you before you whipped yours off?
Quite a few.
Understood. And how did you feel once you were freeballing?
Yeah.
It was really freeing. It was really nice. It was dark by this point. It was nighttime. So we were in the pool and it was really relaxing. I had a few drinks and I just took off my shorts and I threw them off to the chair and I swam around and it was great.
So you swam with your dingle, dangle, dangling. And so were you proud of?
There's all these wieners in the pool. Like there's all these wieners and balls. Just
how many wieners are we talking?
Maybe like, including us, maybe 10-ish.
10 wieners.
So 10 wieners and 20 balls.
Yeah.
Did you floating?
Do you have an open relationship? Did you mingle a little bit with others?
We did, yeah. We met some
sexually mingle?
not us, no. But there was activity.
Activity.
You guys are such a
voyeurs,
fun couple.
You watched.
Yeah. Look at that.
Wait, what? I want to go. Are women allowed?
I don't think so.
It's mental. No. Okay. Just curious.
You know how many straight men and women have asked, like, have told me, God, I wish I had a place to go to like that.
Well, there are swingers places like that. I don't know what, I'm sure that exists. I just think, you know, I have so many questions, and I love you guys that you're just out there and you've been married now for how many years?
6 years.
Mm-hmm. 6 years. Well, by the time this is released, boys, I will be a married man. Mm-hmm. And so I'm wondering, as we're releasing this right after the wedding, I'm what think of the champagne.
Oh, that's sweet.
Thank you, baby. Thank you. Thank you.
It's our glasses from our wedding, and they were party favors. And they say, I went to a gay wedding, and all I got was this lousy champagne glass.
Cute. Understood. So I'm wondering, as you are now 6 years into your relationship, thriving, living together, do you have any advice for those of us? Nikki's getting married coming up this summer. I'm just married. By the time this is, let me explain. We're recording this before the wedding.
Oh my God, Ross.
Anyway, so any advice for me and Wellington?
Any tips?
Hey, just be open and communicate. You know, be honest. Always be honest with each other and listen. You know, it's really important to hear your partner out and make sure that you're there for them. Those important times of need.
Listen. And any, when you?
Sometimes go to a clothing optional resort and spice up a little bit.
Understood.
Nice. Very spring.
Beautiful.
Yeah. Oh, you guys have a nice balance. That's cute. That's
they
good.
Do. And good energy.
Mm-hmm. I want to thank you for coming on here. And thank you, honestly, for supporting us. You know, I feel like it's listeners like you that remind us that people really listen to our show. Listen. I don't know why, but you listen and trust us.
Do what we say and drink.
You trust us. Yeah. And so thank you. Thank you for being so loyal to us, and thank you for sharing your story with us, and thank you for your sweet advice for me and Dr. Baby Doll husband, okay?
Oh my God. No.
Yeah. Thank you. It was nice meeting everyone.
Thank Great you. To meet you too.
Nice to meet you.
Bye,
Can
guys.
I ask why you just listen kiss. To the show just very quickly?
Yeah.
Why not?
I mean, understood.
You have everything that you could ever want from a podcast. I mean, it says so in your intro.
That's true.
Yeah. I wrote
Who's your favorite?
Yeah, pick one. If there's one. Only yeah, one of one. Us left, who
one? Yeah. Only one. Each of you get one.
I'm sorry, you're breaking up.
Right.
Understood. Understood. Well, unlike you, we may be breaking up, but you'll be together forever, we hope. That was what we called in the business a transition. Understood. Pay attention. Thank take you. Notes. Thank you. Thank you to you God. Boys. From the bottom of our hearts, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Kiss.
Bye, guys. You're honored to be here. Well, you're fabulous. Thank you. Let's hear it for our sweet boys. Thank you for listening, guys.
I am kettle and Fresca right now.
I love that they're just.
We should call them Kettle and Fresca.
Oh, that's cute. That's your name. I just may emailed and I was like, would you guys want to come? Would you want to come on the show and tell us about the review, the thing, and then talk to us about the clothing option resort? They just said yes. So only good. Our show would do a wedding special singing the praises of clothing optional resorts.
Wait, can we just talk about this for a moment? Because I listen to other podcasts, and man, they do some really great branded segments, and they do all these great ads within, and they're making hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and thousands of dollars.
Yeah. Oh yeah, we don't
and
do that.
We have Domino's, we have Kettle One, we have all these brands that and Del Taco. And we have never once done a branded segment. So these are all things we actually like. Yeah. We're never getting any money for this.
Yeah, why? We're pretty dumb. Why? We're dumb for.
Okay.
Why you weren't dumb for? Okay. I don't know.
Just I making mean, sure. I mean, I ate an entire In-N-Out sandwich today on the show, ooh. And that would have been branding. Like, we could have been paid for that.
Yeah, but we start doing
don't
that.
Make any.
God, if you ever turn on this show and I'm like... You know, it's funny. I got this email brought to us by the fine people at Hallmark. And I have to say, I mean, just turn it off. Turn it off and report us.
Yeah, report us. Send us emails. Tweet us. Tell us how horrible you think we are.
Seriously, rate us 1 star. Let me just do that now.
Right.
Hey, you know what?
What? I gotta go. What?
No, just real quick. I've been getting a lot of people DMing me about wanting to be the new, like, a loon.
I don't know that we're gonna do that.
I wanna be a loon now.
You know what I'm into? I'm into.
What are you into?
I'm into hearing about interesting people and having them on. Yeah. Like, them, yeah. About, like, Tina. So if you're interesting, mm-hmm. if you see something, say something, be a brown eyewitness, news reporter. That's what I want. I wanna talk to you guys. That's what I want for this show.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right. So, blah, blah, blah. I got to go. I have to leave.
Get your shit together.
I have to go get married because, and let me just be very clear.
I have to go get married.
I'm not married yet. We did this before the wedding. So
yeah.
I'm going to punch you in your soon to be groom throat if you say that one more time. I think the listeners get it. But could you explain it again really quickly?
Yeah, so we're not married yet. Okay. I love you. I'll see you at the wedding.
See you soon.
The pictures of the wedding are out now, but we haven't gone to it yet.
Right. Wait, what?
So the wedding has happened in real time when the audience hears this, but as we record it, we haven't been there yet.
Right.
Wait.
It's so hard to explain. Chardonnay, shut up. Daddy's talking. We're here now. And then we're going to go and I'm going to get married. And you'll be there. And then after that, we'll release this.
Yeah. I hope you have a wonderful wedding. I hope you have the most fun you've ever had.
For the love of God, shut up.
I hope you don't have diarrhea or I don't get diarrhea. You have a playlist?
Yes.
That we're all going to dance to?
Yes.
What's on it? Liza?
Just Chardonnay.
Just classical music show. That's boring just, and out of tune.
I know.
Over and over and over.
It really is an awful song.
This song
it
is
sounds
horrible.
Like a death march. Like
doesn't
happy
it?
Birthday too. All these
happy wedding. Happy wedding.
Ross, I'm so excited for you.
Gotta go.
You need to
the
go.
The song ended.
It's time to go. Bye.
Bye. Happy wedding. So depressing. God.
Oh, I'll see you after I'm married. Okay, yeah, everybody. Goodbye.
Good luck.
Bye.
I love you. Goodbye.
You guys.
Go to a clothing after resort. Drink a Fresca. Yeah, after it. Fuckos.
Wait, do we have to get naked at your wedding?
Oh, God.
Oh my
goodbye.
God. No, I didn't go naked. If you go naked at one of those.
Are you going to wear underwear, Malone, at my wedding?
I bought new underwear for it.
God, see? You waited all this time. Tell us.
Yeah. And also at those clothing optional resorts, I don't go naked because I don't want my burned in the sun.
Your wiener burned.
At night, too, I won't go.
Okay. Are we still recording the
show? No, got to go. Got to go get married.
Oh, you should have had your wedding at the clothing optional.
Goodbye.
Hotel.
I think my wedding's going to be Malone optional.
The Rolling Stone Music Now podcast gets inside the biggest stories with Rolling Stone's senior writer, Brian Hyatt.
Now, here is my conversation with Jacob Knoll. Your story is an amazing one, and obviously you lost your dad when you're only 1 year old.
It was definitely a screwy way to grow up. I think that a lot of people never heard of who I am, and then they see me join this band, and they must think this kid must have just been handed everything, or nepotism kid. It's a gift that I have an opportunity to sing in such a big band, like my father and my uncle's band, Sublime.
Rolling Stone Music Now, wherever you listen.